Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Craig Pickens. We talked with Craig before, and you may remember him, but he's a managing partner of North Star Group, an executive search firm in Wilmington, North Carolina, where Craig focuses on recruiting senior level sales and operation executives for some of the most prominent companies in the aviation and aerospace industry. Craig's professional career started out with his passion for airplanes. He was a decorated naval flight officer with more than 100 combat missions, 2,000 hours of flight time, and 325 aircraft carrier landings. Craig, welcome back. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Good to be here today.
Yeah. So Craig's going to tell us again about another person in his life that made a difference and how he lives and works today. But before that, I ask him to tell me a little something he's grateful for in his business. And what's going on good for you in that, Craig, before we start?
So I'm always happy. So over the last 12 years of running my practice, I have developed thousands of relationships, all of whom are friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm always grateful for the relationships and the friendships and the ability to connect with people and hopefully make a positive difference in their lives as they do in mine.
Yeah. We have similar kind of business models. My firm's the same way. It's mainly me. And people say, where are you going? I'm going to see my friends and maybe do some business with them. And I think we both share that. It's a great life we have. So tell me about that other person in your life that made a difference.
Yeah. So it wasn't a positive relationship, but it made a great difference. And what it started out with was a peer of mine who, I felt like there was some tension all along. Mm-hmm. As we were peers, I felt like there was a tension. You know, we went to a group dinner one night and just during the conversations, a lot of, I want to say underhanded comments coming my way, sort of, insult, jokes that were insults. I didn't really appreciate it. But I kind of let it go. I'm just not one to really dwell on it. My wife was there and she's kind of the same way. And we both walked out of the dinner and we're like, what's his deal? What a jerk.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We're peers. We didn't have to talk to each other that much. And then one day I got the announcement that he was going to become my boss. And I knew right then and there that that was not a good thing for me.
Yeah.
As I like to tell people, he disliked me a little worse than I disliked him. And sometimes those relationships happen.
Sure, they do.
One day the call came that I knew was going to come and my services were no longer required at the company I was with. And it was time to move on. Yeah. But here's the great thing that happened.
Yeah.
Is it upended everything we knew. And my wife and I packed up all of our stuff. Here's the great things that happened from getting fired from a job.
Yeah.
We bought a beach house in California. In the late 90s.
Oh my gosh.
Someone came along and offered us a lot more money than we paid for that beach house in the early 2000s.
You got out before 2007 then.
We got out. So we made a lot of money. It was great.
Yeah.
One of the great things about my wife is she is always in for an adventure. We moved to West Virginia. In Lewisburg, West Virginia, which we did, and we loved it there. And we bought a house on 4 acres of land with deer in the backyard and a couple of dogs that would chase the deer. And we raised our toddlers to, become little people. And I got a great sales job that really taught me how to sell. And it was one of those things where sometimes God's just looking out for you.
Yep.
I think God was looking out for us because we were laughing all the way to West Virginia and we got there and we said, man, this is awesome. And we got to work with some great people, had some great customers, got to work on a great project. And ultimately what happened is I learned so much in that job that when the financial crisis came around and I had the ability to start my own company, my own practice, the job in West Virginia gave me so much confidence that I could do it on my own that I did it. And it all comes back to a guy who didn't like me, who I didn't like either, a very toxic relationship, which forced me to get out of my comfort zone and to go explore and take on new things and become, you know, and do it on my own.
Yeah.
And I never look back on that with any regrets at all.
Wow. Had a crisis turns into a real calling and a place for you. And that's amazing how you do that.
It's as the old saying goes, you're either winning or you're learning.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes in order to win, you have to learn.
Yeah.
And I look back too and I go, you know, on that relationship, I go, you know what? It wasn't just him.
Yeah.
It was me too. And you got to look inside and you go, what could I have done differently to have made that situation better? Maybe the answer is nothing.
No.
Maybe the answer is, you know, hey, look, I was a schmuck. I should have done things differently, you know?
Yeah, but look where it took you and God took you here and life is good. And, you know, it takes some suffering for success for all of us. And I hear that story so often about I lost my job and then, you know, something else came up that put me on a great path. So thanks so much, Craig, for sharing that, for being here today. In case someone wants to get in touch with you, can you share with us your information? I'll certainly put it on the show notes, but website, email, whatever.
Just give me a call. My office number is 910-509-7129. My email is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at NorthStarESG.com.
All right. Well, we'll put that up there, Craig. Thanks so much again. And don't miss our next Small Time Leader podcast. Thank you, guests, for being here. Thank you again, Craig. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.